season's over already? Oh well. Oh hi, and welcome to the What's In Podcast. This is Regis. And speaking of this season, Adventures in Odyssey, this past season actually, it was a great season. And congratulations to all the Adventures in Odyssey writers on 20 years. And on going out with such a bang. But hey, I will be back in fall of 2009, and the 20-year celebration is far from over. Matter of fact, let me give you a rundown of the road ahead. This is courtesy of Nathan Hubler. On May 17th, which was yesterday, they aired the season finale, The Imagination Station Revisited, Part 2. This is also the last episode of Album 50, which will be out this fall. Album 50 includes some special bonuses, including a Walker Edmiston tribute photo album, another Colin Daring the Triangled Web, an awesome poster, and more. And speaking of the Colin and the Triangled Web, for those of us who listen to the unofficial podcast, we know that that as a Colin would be Sage Bolte, who played Robin Jacobs. Anyway, moving right along, on May 24th, May 31st, and June the 7th, a special presentation called Kidsboro airs on the weekly broadcast. This is a 3-part episode that introduces Kidsboro. You may recall an episode called Passages that introduced Passages book series. This series will do the same thing for Kidsboro. You can hear the show on the weekly broadcast or listen to the full episodes on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. And from June 14th to December 27th, they'll be celebrating 20 years on the Adventures in Odyssey weekly broadcast by airing their favorite episodes of each year, starting with 1987, and the broadcast will also feature fan comments and a few celebrity call-ins. And in fall of 2009, the episodes of Adventures in Odyssey begin. Yippee! I added it in myself, but anyway, nope, this will be Adventures in Odyssey and not a new program. It will be episode number 646, or somewhere around there, I believe. We're taking this year to discuss the future of the show. When the show returns, there could be some changes and some new characters. But it will still be Adventures in Odyssey. And, I kinda wonder if they might include, maybe a new theme, maybe? Which would be nice. Kinda get Odyssey kind of up to date with the music of his time. More, not necessarily worldly, but, more, new style of the Adventures in Odyssey thing. But what will fill the void of Adventures in Odyssey in the meantime? Of course, there's the new Adventures in Odyssey, the official guide, coming out this summer. 584 pages of AIO goodness, to be exact. The new Kidsboro series. 2 books are available now, and 2 more will be available in September. And we also have the live Adventures in Odyssey show in Colorado Springs on August 16th. And there will also be a few little surprises. But just to clarify, this is Nathan saying this. He said, just to clarify, Adventures in Odyssey is not shutting down. And, so, I hope y'all got that message. And, now let's move along to the Rights, Wrongs, and Winners review. Personally, I didn't see no references to previous episodes. And, if you saw any references, you can email them to me or private message them to me on the Town of Odyssey, and I'll give you all that information later. But Harlan Doyle does Power Boy? Wow, that is interesting. I honestly can't imagine Harlan Doyle drawing Power Boy, but that was kind of interesting. That thought that they threw in. So I enjoyed that. And another thing, sorry about that, but anyway, another thing I noticed is, and unless I missed this, Harlow Doyle is married. Unless I heard wrong, he is married. So, that was an actually interesting twist that they added in there, too. And, let's see, what else do we have? The truth about Wooten and Power Boy finally comes out in High Strongs and Winners. And, it's pretty interesting. The fact that, Wooten almost left Odyssey. Wow. There for a second there, I thought they was going to take Wooten out of Adventures in Odyssey permanently. Or at least over the hiatus, anyway. And it was actually interesting having that thought. And what I learned about this episode, or learned from this episode, I learned quite a bit about friendship. And about how you ought to, shall we say, be willing to give up other things you want for to be a true friend. And that was actually really nice. And I would have to give this episode, and I've been doing several of these episodes this way lately, 5 out of 5 stars. Actually, I think I'm going to change that up a little bit, and, because, Chris and Sarah do 5 out of 5 stars. I'm going to change it up and do 5 out of 5 AIO albums. So, and that was very, very nice. And another thing that I really liked is just how they've rounded these episodes so well in this past season. And, I am trying to get us caught up, and, this podcast should get us caught up on the episodes. So, it'd be nice to be caught up and actually be able to relax for a while. Or for a week, anyway. But anyway, let's move right along to the season finale, The Imagination Station Revisited. And, speaking of the Imagination Station, man, it's a new imagination station. Definitely interesting. Kind of makes you wonder what kind of imagination station episodes we'll be seeing when Odyssey comes back after the hiatus. Brings in some new twists that we can have in the imagination station, but one of the people on the message boards, right off the bat, I don't remember who it was, but somebody mentioned that it was nice to see things from the priest point of view. And I agree. And the reference I saw there could be referenced back to An Adventure in Bethany. I believe this was the title. When Lucy went back and saw the resurrection of Lazarus. And that was very nice. And The last 2 or 3 minutes before Chris did the little wrap up that she usually does with I believe, you know, it's pretty sad when you listen to an Adventures in Odyssey episode one day and then the next day you can't remember the character Kelly. That's who it was. When Kelly didn't want to see how it turned out and how Jesus died. But that was a real tearjerker. And another thing that was very interesting, another reference that they had, was about her watching Jesus die. It was almost the same conversation that Mr. Whitaker had with Digger Digwillow in the first Imagination Station episode. And I'm going to go a little bit in a different direction here for a few minutes. A very few minutes. But, and I'm not I want y'all to understand, I'm not contradicting Odyssey or their writers or their beliefs in any way. But the next thing I'm fixing to bring up is the way I was raised and have been raised. From what I understand, Adventures in Odyssey believes that you just believe on Jesus as your Savior and you'll get into heaven. And Nathan can correct me on that if I'm wrong. He knows how to get in contact with me. So, Nathan, if you're listening to this, you can correct me later. But, that's the impression I got. But I believe that to get into heaven, you have to repent. Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent. I believe you have to repent of your sins, and then you have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, since I'm on the topic, and like I said, I don't want to sit on this topic for too long, because I don't want you, I don't want this to go up into a big heated debate like it did on the message boards. But I'm taking one step further. For the promises, and this is from Acts 2:39. For the promises unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I'm going to leave it at that. And if y'all want to take it another step further, you can PM me on the message boards and we'll take it from there. Unless you'd rather hear more about it on the podcast. But as of right now, I'm just going to leave it at that. And I will give this episode another. Or actually, parts 1 and 2. I'm going to do that all in one. Rating of 5 out of 5 albums. And very nice. And now that I've reviewed those 3 episodes, I want to kind of address some more things that's been going on. The main thing, and like I mentioned in the last podcast, you really haven't had much to comment on. But and I asked for some mail, and I received a few comments, but I still need more mail to read. So as of right now, I have 2 comments that I want to address. The only comments that I have right now actually are 2. And like I said, send me comments, messages, anything. Anything you have to say about the podcast, send it to me. And I will give you that email address and other contact info later. But, here in a few minutes. But, one of the messages that I received was on my last podcast, I aired a song. Or, actually, I believe I aired a couple songs. And the reason why people didn't like that was the fact that it took up too much time. It took up about 5 minutes of time for the podcast. It took 5 minutes away from podcast time of music. But personally, in my personal opinion, I like to do about 30 minutes of a podcast. Give you half an hour of a podcast to listen to, and If I can't fill up 30 minutes just in talking, I will air some music. And if you don't like my style, I hate to say it, but don't listen to my podcast. But if you have a particular request of a song you'd like to hear, and I have it, and I have extra time for the podcast, I will air it. But I will say, depending on how much the podcast runs, some of you who are Gateway College fans might hear some songs from Gateway College here in the next little while, but that all depends on how much, shall we say, time I have freed up, or time I have left after I get the rest of this podcast done. And so that's the situation with why I aired some songs on the last podcast. And another thing, that Chris from the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast mentioned that he loved the Kids Bro promo that I had in the mini podcast that I did recently. And matter of fact, yesterday I believe it was that I put it up. Might have been Friday, but either way, he enjoyed that. And like I said on the mini podcast, all the credit goes to Nathan. He sent me the promo, and I aired it just to give y'all something to spice up the podcast a little bit. And now on to another topic that I want to address. Actually, before we move on to the next topic that I wanted to address, before we wrap up, I'm going to give you all my contact info. You can email me at thewhatsinpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thewhatsinpodcast@yahoo.com. And you can also leave comments for me on the blog. And you never know, you might get to hear your comment read on the podcast. And if you have anything you would like me to air on the podcast, I'll review it and consider airing it, possibly. I won't make any promises. But and another way you can contact me, if you're a member of the Town of Odyssey message boards, you can PM me on the Town of Odyssey. I am Regis Blackbeard. And speaking of the Town of Odyssey message boards, the main thing going on there now is the election for mayor and chief of police. And I don't know if I'm misreading things, but it looks like Cat's Paw has changed her name to, I believe, Mud, I believe it is. And she posted a little bit about the election. Now that the deadline for fees is here, I am pleased to open up this board to the two teams who have officially entered the race. The teams that are running are as follows, in alphabetical order by the mayoral candidate. We have two, like I said, we have two teams. The first team is mayor. For mayor is Angel, and for chief of police is Ryan. And the other team is mayor, Kat, and chief of police, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Kyra, Iri, or something like that, or something to that effect, and Kyra Undali. And I hope I pronounced that name right. If I didn't pronounce it right, I am sorry. But, anyways, Cat's Paw goes on to say, candidates can now use more than their one allotted thread in this board, and citizens are free to start topics based on particular issues that are important to them. Best wishes to all the teams involved, and may the best team win. The debate shall begin soon, so please send in those questions. If I have questions in by tomorrow, the debate will officially start then. As a reminder, the election will be held from Friday, May the 30th at midnight, Mountain Time, to Sunday, June the 1st, midnight, Mountain Time, with the results being revealed at some point during Monday, June the 2nd. And that's all Catspaw had to say, and wrap things up here, but still to come. Like I said, we have the a lot going on. As I mentioned earlier, we have the live recording in Colorado on the 16th. We've got Kidsboro coming up, and many, many things coming up to celebrate Adventures Nazi's 20 years. And children's radio. And I wanted to mention as a side note, I am going to be out of town again. I am leaving on the 31st, and I will be back on, I'm leaving on the 31st of May, and I should be back on the 14th of June. And while I'm gone, I will have access to a computer and a microphone as well. So I will try to keep the podcast up to date. And anyway, I wanted to thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And I hope you enjoyed it. And in the meantime, I want you to remember that the best is yet to come. Let me see you stand to your feet right now. For the kingdom comes with violence, but the violence, take it, by force. Let's go. Woo! We gotta take it back.
and I'm a little bit
wiser,
and I got more
bread.
I got the
anointing,
got God,
favor,
and we're still
standing.
Oh, we want everything you took from us right here, right now. Come on.
I'll see y'all next time. Bye bye, everybody.